Colorado is one of seven states that allows abortion up until birth. On November 3rd, voters in the state will decide on the 22-week abortion ban initiative. Find out the details of the initiative and why believers are fighting for a yes in the voting process after a short message from our sponsors.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered. Enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall. Receive enrollment assistance and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
An affirmative vote for the proposed ballot in Colorado supports prohibiting abortions statewide after the unborn baby reaches 22 weeks, unless the physician believes it is immediately necessary to save the life of the pregnant woman. Currently, Colorado law allows for unborn babies older than 27 weeks to be aborted. Abortions in the state are legal until birth for any reason, and have been since 1967. Voters in Colorado decided on 8 issues relating to abortion between 1984 and 2014. However, none of the ballot issues addressed gestational age and when abortion could be prohibited. According to a 2019 NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll, 3/4 of Americans want to keep Roe v. Wade, but a strong majority of them would like to see restrictions on abortion rights. Nicole Hunt, an attorney who leads the Coalition of Help Moms and Save Babies, said, "When New York lifted restrictions on late-term abortions, people around the country were disturbed, and rightly so." She continued, "It was surreal to see individuals cheering and celebrating death. It felt dark and unsettling. In fact, people I talked to here in Colorado were shocked to learn that unrestricted abortion has been the law in Colorado for decades." In her op-ed encouraging the passing of this initiative, Hunt explains her passion for protecting the unborn. "It began after a medical condition prompted the birth of her first child at 27 weeks. Her daughter, Taylor, spent her first 94 days in the hospital. There were many hard days and setbacks for Taylor in the NICU, but she fought hard to live," Hunt wrote. "She may have been tiny, but her will to live was mighty. Taylor is now a thriving 11-year-old. This isn't a partisan issue," Hunt said in her op-ed. "It's a human rights issue." Colorado law allows for unborn babies older than Taylor was at her birth to be aborted. As the November 3rd election approaches, Hunt and the tens of thousands of voters who signed the petition to put the proposition on the ballot are entrenched in an educational campaign to strengthen support to ban late-term abortion. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.